You are listening to the She Runs the Show podcast with Cassandra Vaughn, episode 332, the solo series.
I don't know what you heard, but she runs the show.
Are you ready to say goodbye to distraction, analysis paralysis, and shiny object syndrome and say hello to laser focused, consistent, daily, massive action, DMA? If you said yes, check out my online course, the Daily Massive Action Masterclass. In this course, you will learn my daily massive action system that you can use to plan, prioritize, and take consistent daily massive action on your biggest life goals. If being consistent is something you struggle with, this course is definitely for you. Learn more by going to CassandraVaughn.com/DMA Masterclass. Again, learn more about the Daily Massive Action Masterclass by going to CassandraVaughn.com/DMA Masterclass. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of She Runs the Show. Cassandra with you here. So I have had a lot to say lately, and the universe has been sending me so many different messages and aha moments and things from like, oh, I need to say this in a podcast episode. And this morning was interesting because another one of those universal messages came through. I had not planned on recording another podcast episode so soon, but the message that I saw this morning on Instagram, it was an Instagram reel, came through so clearly that I was like, oh yeah, this needs to go out because there is someone who absolutely needs to hear this message. And so if that someone is you, trust me, as we get into this material, you're going to know it. And the only thing I'm going to say about this episode before I dive in is this. I really want you to listen to this episode 3 or 4 times at least. And I really want you to, without judgment, without blame, without shame, without guilt, I really want you to sit and be with yourself and take in the concepts in this episode. And instead of lamenting over like, why haven't I, or how long have I spent not doing this? Instead of doing all of that, like wishing for a better past stuff, which we all do from time to time, instead, what I would love for you to do is say, I receive this message. Now, what do I want to do with it? I know that I'm powerful. Now, what do I want to do with that? I know that there is more for me. How am I now going to choose that? So we're going to let the past go. It is done. But with what you hear and how it resonates for you, I want you to spend a few days being with you and figuring out for yourself what the future can look like when you are, as the title of this episode indicates, making decisions from your talent and not from your desperation. Okay, so this is the Living Courageously series. You know, when I started She Runs the Show as a podcast years ago, I don't even remember the year at this point, I had a mission because this has been a podcast geared to women entrepreneurs. I wanted to give women a platform where they knew and they understood and they built a mindset of both, that they could have businesses that thrive and relationships that rock, businesses that rock and relationships that thrive, that they could move through the world and not feel like it had to be this or that, right? You remember that song from the 90s, this or that? Are you going to go with this or are you going to go with that? I think that's Black Sheep. I'm dating myself here. So I wanted to create a space to remind women entrepreneurs that while we can't necessarily have it all at the same time, that does not mean that we cannot create a world for ourselves where we do have both relationships that rock and businesses that thrive. Now, the podcast has grown over the years, and many people, both entrepreneurs and non-entrepreneurs, men, women, you know, everything. They listen to it and they enjoy the podcast because it inspires them and it helps them shift their mindset. And I'm a firm believer that the people who find me, because for some reason on iTunes, it's super hard to find this podcast, which I need to fix that. The people who find me, I know are meant to find me because it's not quite that easy. I also know that the people who are listening to a particular episode were meant to be on that episode on that day, because I believe that's how life works. I'll give you an example of synchronicity that happened to me today. So I was in Walmart today, and I hadn't seen a friend that, I mean, in a year, I hadn't seen a particular friend. And I thought, man, we live in the same place, and you would expect that I would see this friend at Walmart. And yesterday, I went to the day spa and did a massage, and I was thinking as I was leaving the day spa, man, maybe I should try to incorporate doing massages where I live, not just driving to a place to go to a day spa. And lo and behold, my friend, who used to be my massage therapist, as I was leaving Walmart after grocery shopping, there she was. And she called my name, and we talked for like 30 minutes in the middle of Walmart. And then she told me she was back to doing massage. And then I was like, okay, book me for an appointment. And it all came together beautifully. And I didn't have to overthink it. I didn't have to like even intend it. It all was just I had a thought of like, wouldn't it be nice if I found somebody who could do massage right where I am? Wouldn't it be nice if, you know, my friend who I hadn't talked to in a long time, she fell on my mind. I texted her the other day, had never responded to her response. And then I see her in Walmart today. I mean, the only thing that went into the synchronicity that happened in the middle of Walmart today was I just had these passing thoughts of like, wouldn't it be nice if, right? Abraham Hicks talks about this, like, wouldn't it be great if? And I say all of that to say that we can allow life to be that easy. Now, what I'm going to talk about today requires a bit more decisiveness, definitely more commitment. But if you're not at the point where you're ready to do the things I'm going to talk about today, just start with the exercise of, wouldn't it be nice if? Give yourself permission to dream. Give yourself permission to go, I would really love it if, right? I would really love it if I could spend a summer living in Hawaii. Wouldn't it be nice if I could just rent an RV and go across country for 2 months? Like, you don't need to figure out all the details and develop a plan. Just begin with the, wouldn't it be nice if, and feel your way into that. And eventually you will get to the place of the planning and the decisiveness and the committing and all of that. But I'm saying this to people who, once you listen to this episode, you might be like, whoa, I've just got to do so much like decision and decisiveness and moving forward. Yes, and, right? This is a podcast where we believe in both and. We do not believe in either or. I refuse to live in a world that is either or. And I work diligently every day in my own mind to get myself out of the either or trap. It's a daily work for me. And I'm inviting you to join me on that journey of doing that daily work, because there's no fun to be found living in an either or world. What if you could actually make it a both and universe for yourself? So just some things to think about. Now, going back to today's episode, this is the Living Courageously series. And in episode 332, I called it Make Decisions from Your Talent, Not Your Desperation, because, and I'm about to get to it, this morning I was on Instagram, and you know, there are certain reels that I keep in saved in a collection that I call every morning. And so every morning there are certain things that I start as soon as I go into my master closet and I start to get dressed. I just turn it on because I want to, you know, Louise L. Hay is in there, and Alicia Keys is in there, and Shonda Rhimes is in there, Viola Davis is in there. Like some of my favorites who I'm like, okay, I want them to like infuse their courage within me. And so I listen to those things every single day. Well, I added another one to the list this morning. So I was going through my daily reels that I watch and begin my morning with, and there was this reel with an interview with Leslie Jones, who's a comedian. And Leslie Jones in the interview said something so powerful. She was talking about a season in her career where she really was like, I'm broke. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I know I'm talented. I'm not making any money, and I'm broke, and I'm tired of being broke. And one of her fellow comedians, Cat Williams, you can look both people up, Leslie Jones, comedian, Cat Williams, comedian. She said in this interview that she got great advice from Cat Jones, who is also a comedian. And Cat said to her, once you get rid of your desperation, you're going to blow up, right? He's like, here's the thing. You and I, we all know this. It's so easy to tell people, like, once it's easy for people on the other side who tell you on this side of building a business, on this side of infertility, on this side of financial desperation, on this side of issues with your family. It's so easy for people who've already crossed to the other side to look at you on this side of the drama and say to you, yeah, but don't worry about it. You'll get over there, right? So here's Leslie Jones in a period in her life where she feels broke. She thinks she is broke. And Cat Williams says to her, once you get rid of your desperation, you're going to blow up. Now, here was Leslie's reply to Cat Williams. Leslie says, F you, I'm desperate because I'm broke, right? And this was Cat Williams' reply to her. No, you're not. You just don't have money. You have talent, though, and you need to start making decisions from your talent, not your desperation. Okay, so here's Leslie going, F you for saying, like, once I get rid of my desperation, I'm going to blow up. I'm desperate because I'm broke. And then Kat goes, no, you're not. You just don't have money. You have talent, though, and you need to start making decisions from your talent, not your desperation. Okay. And when I saw, I just had to watch that a few times this morning. And then I was like, oh, this is a podcast episode, which is why I called episode 332. Make decisions from your talent, not your desperation. And as we talk about this whole idea of understanding that it is time to make decisions in your life, about your life, throughout your life, from a different place, you might be in a desperate spot. You might be looking around at your life and going, money is so tight. I don't have any money. I've got to do all of these desperate things. I have to, like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I don't know how you could be in that feeling really backed in a corner spot. You could be in strained relationships with family members and siblings and parents. You could be in a spot where you're like, I hate my career or I hate my business. I hate my business. I hate it. I don't want to do it anymore. You could be in a spot where you're looking at your career and going, I am so sick. I know I have so much more in me. I'm so sick of working where I work and doing what I do. You could be in any of those spots. And you might be saying to people as you complain about the spot you're in to those people, you don't get it. I don't have another choice. I am broke. I am desperate. I have no other choices. I cannot choose anything different. And I want you to hear the final thing that Cat Williams said in this to Leslie in terms of what she said in the interview. You have talent, though, and you need to start making decisions from your talent, not your desperation. Here's the thing I want you to understand. Everything is energy. Money is energy. Having babies is energy. Building a house is energy. Buying a house is energy. Building a successful business is energy. It is all energy. And if the energy you are putting into things is this energy of, like, grasping, desperation, I can't get enough, I have to hold on to it, I need. If that is the energy you are bringing to the table, then you don't have to wonder why things aren't working out. And I'm not saying that to blame you. I'm saying that because I want you to recognize that when you shift that energy of desperation and you put the energy on what is the abundance of talent I have and how can I leverage that talent by making decisions from the place of that talent, not from all the things I think I don't have and all the things I think I don't need and all the things that are going wrong. If I just stopped focusing on how desperate I feel and instead I just started to take inventory of all the talents I have, how would A, my energy shift, and how would B, my life shift? Which, and here is a word, if you're feeling desperate and like you have no other choice, whether it is in your business, your career, your romantic relationships, your future, your life, if you feel like you're too old or too young or whatever the limiting belief is that you're telling yourself, make decisions from your talent, not your desperation. And here are some questions I want you to think about as we talk about this on a deeper level. And again, I don't want this to be clouded in a like, oh, I've been making decisions from my desperation and that's why my life sucks and my energy. No, no, no. Listen, what did Maya Angelou say? When you know better, you do better, right? When you know better, consider this episode day one. When you know better, now it's time to do better. Forget about what happened before you listen to this episode. So here are the questions I want you to think about. Where have you been making the major decisions of your life? Have you been making them from your talent or from your desperation? How will you now choose to leverage your talent to get yourself from where you are to where you want to be? What limiting beliefs do you need to shift into empowering beliefs so you now value yourself in a way that will level your entire life up? How do you make decisions from that new leveled up place, even if you aren't there yet? By the way, how can you stop settling for crumbs so you can do more than walk through life starving? Now, for those of you who like to take notes while you listen to podcasts, I'm going to say those questions again, and then we're going to go there. So here are the questions that I want you to really journal, reflect, sit with. One, where have you been making the major decisions of your life? From your talent or from your desperation? Two, how will you now choose to leverage your talent to get yourself from where you are to where you want to be? How will you now choose to leverage your talent to get yourself from where you are to where you want to be? What limiting beliefs do you need to shift into empowering beliefs so you now value yourself in a way that will level your entire life up? How do you make decisions from that new leveled up place, even if you're not there yet? Like, how can you start to decide and commit and make decisions from that new leveled up place? How can you stop settling for crumbs so you can do more than walk through life starving? Right? Who wants to walk through life starving? Nobody I know. So how can you stop settling for crumbs so you can do more than walk through life starving? I'm going to land on this first question, which is, where have you been making the major decisions of your life? From your talent or from your desperation? I just want you to take some time and look at the major decisions of your life. And I'm about to go to places that for some of us are going to hurt, me included, by the way, because all of my life decisions haven't been amazing. Some of them have been really shitty. So when I'm talking to you here, I'm not talking from somebody who made all the right decisions and did all the right things. I screwed up a whole bunch of stuff, a whole major life important stuff. I am not speaking to you from a pedestal. I am speaking to you as a woman entrepreneur who has been brought to her knees by some of her life choices and has learned from them. But in the moment that that was happening, was not happy that I had made some foolish decisions. Where have you been making the major decisions of your life? From your talent or from your desperation? When we make decisions from our desperation, we do things like choose partners, spouses, life partners who we know really are not in alignment with us or where we want to go, who really do not suit us, who do not meet our needs, who in many cases are not worried at all about our needs, only about their own. That is choosing them and continuing every single day to walk through life with those people is operating and making decisions from your desperation instead of, even if that's the original choice you made from a place of desperation, saying, I'm done with this. This is not working for me. I wish you all of the best in your life. And I am letting you go because I've got to have someone in my life who is actually worthy of me, and being able to say that unapologetically. So when you think about your life partner or your current partner, did you choose that person from your talent, like knowing your worth and your value, your dreams, your goals, because obviously you're building towards those goals with a partner? Or did you choose them from your desperation? Because you thought you were too old, too young. You've always known this person. You've always been with this person. You want to have kids. You don't want to have kids. You're used to them. They're used to you. Like, how did you choose that person? And reevaluate if you discover that you chose them from your desperation, whether or not that's a decision you want to continue to keep making. How are you choosing the relationships you're having with family members and friends? Are you in relationship with people who don't get you, who don't see you, who don't even ask you how you are, and then you bend over backwards for them. Anytime they need something, anytime they call you, you're just, you know, you just run to their aid and they're never there for you. Did you choose those friendships and those family dynamics? And do you continue to choose to have no boundaries with those people? Are you doing that because you know what you're worth, your talent? Or are you making those decisions from your desperation? Which one is it? Right? Your career. Are you in, like, let's just go career. Are you in the career that you, that excites you, that fulfills you, that has you waking up in the morning and you're like, this is so amazing? Or do you wake up every morning and go, why am I still in this job? Why am I still in this industry? I don't even believe in this industry. Why am I still doing all these things? Did you choose your career from a space of, I need a steady paycheck and a steady job with benefits and this field? I decided to become a nurse because everybody told me I'd always have a job. And yes, I've always had a job and I'm totally miserable being a nurse. Did you choose your career or your business industry based on your talent, what you feel God puts you on this earth to do, what calls to you, what speaks to you? Or did you choose it from desperation? Like, I need a steady paycheck and this looks good and I think this will be okay and I have the skills and I can do. Did you make the decision about your career, your business from a place of talent or from a place of desperation? How are you treating your body? Is your body a reflection? Like, how do you want your body to look? Is it a reflection of, I'm just taking what I can get with my body and I'm just doing what I can with it and I'm not happy with the way my body looks and I just continue to feed it bare minimum things and move it bare minimum and you just keep putting up with a body that you don't love because you are not willing to make decisions about what you eat and about how you move and about what you do to regulate your hormones and get your nutrition in check? Are you making decisions about your health and fitness from a place of desperation or from acknowledging the powerhouse that your body actually is? Are you making decisions from your talent or from your desperation? And I say all of that because all of us have issues with this. This is not an episode where I'm saying get it all right, like clean it all up. No, no, no. I want you to pick the most important area, the one area right now in your life where you're like, I need to clean this area up now. I need to clean this area up now and put all of your focus on that and shift that. Get out of making decisions from desperation on that one area and get into making decisions from your talent in that area. And then sit there for a minute and then you'll know the next area to go to. So we're not cleaning it all up at the same time. That's a recipe for burnout and overwhelm and disaster. We're looking at all the areas, health, wealth, career, business, and relationships. And we're evaluating what we need to change. And then we're picking the area that we really want to target first, right? I'm saying all of this, but I want to say something before I get into like, what are the tactical, practical steps? I want you to understand that the undercurrent of all of this is what you believe about yourself, because you will attract what you believe you are worth. Let me say it again for the people in the back. You will attract what you believe you are worth. So if you think you are worthless, that is exactly what you will attract. If you think you deserve to get treated the way you get treated, that is exactly what you will attract. If you think that people are entitled to treat you some kind of way, even if people aren't treating you that way, you will interpret them that way because you see yourself that way. You will attract what you believe you are worth. Now, let's get to the part where the universe plays a role. I started this episode talking about the synchronicity of seeing my friend in Walmart. And like, I was having desires that were coming up about getting a new massage therapist. And then boom, 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 it all, like the universe just brought it all together and there wasn't much I needed to do, right? Well, let me give you a quote from Deepak Chopra, because there's a layer to all of this that, yes, you've got to consciously make decisions from your talent and not your desperation. But there's also another layer of, you also have to receive and allow the universe to act on your behalf, knowing that the universe is like a cosmic kitchen. And when you start setting up intentions and putting stuff out there, like I'm worthy or I'm worthless, or I'm desperate, or I'm not desperate. The universe is just simply going to take whatever order you give it energetically and go, you're like a genie, you know, whatever your wish, like whatever you wish, right? And so Deepak Chopra has said, if you obsess whether you are making the right decision, you are basically assuming that the universe will reward you for one thing and punish you for another. The universe has no fixed agenda. Once you make any decision, it works around that decision. There is no right or wrong, only a series of possibilities that shift with each thought, feeling, and action you experience. So again, remember, we live in an energetic feeling universe. Let me say Deepak Chopra's quote again. If you obsess whether you are making the right decision, you are basically assuming that the universe will reward you for one thing and punish you for another. The universe has no fixed agenda. Once you make any decision, it works around that decision. There is no right or wrong, only a series of possibilities that shift with each thought, feeling, and action you experience. That is Deepak Chopra right there. So the universe is responding to you. The universe is aligning with you. The universe is meeting you where you're at, energetically, emotionally, feeling-wise. Like, the universe picks up your vibe and says, oh, he wants that. Oh, she's wanting that because that's the vibe. You know, desperation is the vibe I'm getting from her. So she wants circumstances that reflect her desperate vibe because that's her predominant energy. That's why it's so important to make a clear decision about where you are deciding things from. Are you making decisions from your talent or are you making decisions from your desperation? You know which one works better. And so here's the thing I want to say to people who are listening to this and they're like, Cassandra, I've never really felt like I've had a choice. I've always felt like I've been in these desperate situations or like I've had to settle or I've just never really recognized that energetically I'm the one who can shift this. I've always been like, they need to change or I need to live in a different place or I need different friends, or all of these other things. And I get it. It's so easy to find yourself in a spot in life where you've settled so much in so many different arenas of your life that you are used to settling. Settling is now your norm. And by the time you wake up and realize that you've settled for a life you don't want, I'm sure there's a part of you that also wonders, like, I'm so used to settling. Is it too late to turn things around? Let me give you the answer to that. It's never too late to turn things around. Never. So getting now into the tactical, practical part of this, I want to say a number of things. Number one, there's a quote that I love. I don't know who said it, but this is the quote. Don't settle. Look at your life. Look at every area. See what you need to stop doing and do and what you need to start and do it while you still can. No matter how hard it is. Let me say that quote again. Don't settle. Look at your life. Look at every area. See what you need to stop doing and what you need to start and do it while you can, no matter how hard it is. So, how do you shift from making decisions out of desperation to making decisions from your talent? Step number one, look at the four key arenas of your life: health, wealth, career/business, and relationships. Step number two, for each area, ask and answer the following questions. What do I want in this arena? If I were making decisions from a place of my talent, what decisions would I make in each of these arenas? What would I have to shift about the way I see myself in these arenas in order to follow through with the decisions I make from my talent and not my desperation? And step number three, clearly define what making decisions from your talent and not from desperation would look like moving forward. In other words, what is one key decision you could make in your number one area that you want to focus on that would represent making a decision from your talent? As I said earlier, This is not about focusing on all four arenas: health, wealth, career, business, and relationships. Pick one. It honestly does not matter which one you start with. Listen to your intuition. You can tackle the hardest one if you want to. Sometimes I find it's easier to tackle the easiest one. You know, if all four feel hard, just randomly pick one and say to yourself, what is one key decision that I can make in that one arena that would represent making a decision from my talent and not from my desperation? You know, I'm going to leave you with a couple of thoughts because there's a lot that's come to me today that I think is so, so important. And one of my favorite astrologists is a woman, and you can find her on Instagram, and I'm going to butcher her last name just as a preface. Jennifer Rassiopi. Might be Rachiopi, but Rassiopi. And she's Jen Rassiopi on Instagram. And her astrology readings are like, boom, they hit home. And I'm going to give you a couple of things that she talked about in the last couple of days. Now, again, she's giving them as things are changing in the stars, but I think it's so important to hear certain things. So a few days ago, she posted a quote that said, "Do not underestimate the amount of confidence and growth it takes to be able to say, I'm unhappy here." Do not underestimate the amount of confidence and growth it takes to be able to say, I'm unhappy here, which is a quote from Vienna Farren, who is a therapist, I believe in MFT, Masters in Marriage and Family Therapy. I'm just going to read you Jen's quote in this. So the caption, the image she posted was, "Do not underestimate the amount of confidence and growth it takes to be able to say, I'm unhappy here." And this is what Jen writes. "No matter how much growth I experience in life, it's always a revelation when I realize that I'm not happy in a dynamic and that I can choose something different. Like a light bulb comes on and I'm reminded I'm not destined to unhappiness and I can make a change." Duh, she put in parentheses. "The cost to making a change, however, often comes with the need to set a new boundary and tolerate less. And that's when the rubber hits the road. Acknowledging where you're unhappy is an important step. Doing something to change the dynamic or situation is a separate step altogether. For me, always the harder one. I imagine that many of you, like me, are becoming aware of what you're tolerating right now that needs to change. With Mercury retrograde, Pluto having stationed retrograde earlier this week, and this, I can't say it enough, disrupting eclipse happening tomorrow, the cosmic curriculum requires us to acknowledge what needs to shift. Remember, unhappiness is okay. It's okay to be disappointed and let down. And even more, it's critical to get to know our unhappiness, to observe it with curiosity about what needs to change. So over to you, what are you learning right now? What are you done tolerating? How would your life change if you tolerated less?" Let me say that question again. How would your life change if you tolerated less? "Boundaries are ridiculously hard for me and also where the greatest growth lives. How about you? Hashtag cosmic health." If you're not following Jen, please be sure to follow her on Instagram. She's amazing. I want to leave you with the quote that we started this episode with, and with the title of this podcast episode: "Make decisions from your talent, not your desperation." And Leslie Jones, comedian, got this great advice from Cat Williams, also a comedian, and he said, "Once you get rid of your desperation, you're going to blow up." And she's like, "F you, I'm desperate because I'm broke." And Kat replies, "No, you're not. You just don't have money. You have talent, though, and you need to start making decisions from your talent, not your desperation." And this is the point I want to leave you with. You are not inadequate because you've been living a life where you have made some, a few, a little, a lot of decisions from your desperation and not from your talent. We've all done it, right? Like, we've all done it. We all are probably still doing it in different arenas. There is nothing wrong with being human. What it is now time to do is to recognize that, to acknowledge that you need to make a change, and to now look at those four arenas of your life, health, wealth, career, business, and relationships, and say, what area do I want to start with? And in this one area, what is the one decision I need to make right now to now be the person, the version of me who makes decisions from my talent and not from my desperation? Because here's the thing, and I'm going to leave you with this. There are plenty of people in the world, close to you and not so close to you, who are more than happy that you don't know your own value, who are ecstatic that you don't know what you're worth, who are thrilled if they can continue to use you at your own expense. They may not even consciously know that, but you will never find a person who will not agree to use you if you don't even know that you're worth more than that. So it is not on them to not use you. It is not on them to show you your value. It's on you to recognize your value and to begin to shift the way you make decisions, and to make decisions from your talent, not from your desperation. To say to yourself, if I say I want a 5,000 square foot house, and I want to build a 5,000 square foot house on 50 acres, 100 acres, I'll go crazy, 1,000 acres. What decisions do I need to be making today to get to that 5,000 square foot house on 1,000 acres in 10 years in five? Like, how do I need to show up today and make decisions about my money and my career choices and my business choices today so I land exactly where I say I want to go, even if it takes me way longer to get there? That is what it looks like to make decisions from your talent and not your desperation. Here's the final piece I'm going to say. No one is going to recognize, see, or value your worth unless and until you do. No one is going to see, value, or recognize your worth unless and until you do. And sometimes the best way to say to the universe, I know what I'm worth, I know my value, I'm not accepting any less, is to start setting boundaries where you simply say to things that are not worthy of you, I do not receive you and you are not welcome here. I do not receive that and you are not welcome here. That may be good for someone else, that is not enough for me. And do so without apology, without regret, without remorse, and without feeling guilt about it. That takes some personal deep work, but you can get there. So I want you to think about this. I would love for you to share this episode with somebody you know needs to hear it. How are you going to now shift your life, beginning with the energy, by making decisions from your talent and not your desperation? I know you have the power to do it. I know you will do it when you decide to do it. The question is, when will you see that you can do it? All right, everybody, thank you for listening to this episode of She Runs the Show. Please share this with somebody you know who would benefit from it. And once again, here has been another episode. Thank you for listening to the episode, and I will catch you on the next episode of She Runs the Show.